Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. It is always so much fun for me to be able to sit down with the Bible and to just glean from it what God would have me to know about Him and His Son Jesus and His ways and His plan for mankind, and in particular, even for my own life. And as I've read the Bible over the years, it's just become more and more fascinating to me. I have to tell you, even though I've read it many, many times, it's as though it's bottomless. There's so much more to know and to learn. And that's why I love the living Word of God, because it applies to my life wherever I am. And I want you to have the same. We go to the Lord in prayer as we begin these studies, because we know He's interested in these times. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, again, we're just so grateful that You are interested in us. You created us. You gave us breath. You give us life. You sustain our lives. And Lord, You presented Your gospel, Your good news of salvation from our sins in Your book, the Bible, the whole redemption plan all throughout the book. And we marvel at You. We humble ourselves before You. We yield ourselves up before You today, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit might teach us and guide us into all truth, and Lord, to empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives will be a blessing to You. That's our desire today, Lord. So we bless You in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Giving Heed to Philip's Words. It's taken from the book of Acts, chapter 8 and verse 6. The physician Luke wrote how Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And in chapter 8 and verse 6 of the book of Acts, Luke shared how the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke, where we read, "And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did." The verse begins, "And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke." Luke began with the words "in the people," which means in the human beings, both male and female, with one accord or with one mind and passion, gave heed unto those things, which means were attentive, devoted, made effort to the gospel of Jesus Christ, which Philip spoke. Or that Philip, whose name means lover of horses and was one of Jesus' apostles, uttered, declared, and proclaimed. Luke shared how the people within Samaria adhered to Philip's teaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The verse goes on to say, "hearing and seeing the miracles that he did." Luke continued with the word "hearing," which means being endowed with the faculty for hearing, perceiving, and noticing, and seeing, or and beholding and observing the miracles which he did, which means the portents, signs, and wonders that Philip made ready, produced, and performed. Luke shared how the people in Samaria also heard about and saw the wonders, signs, and tokens that Philip performed. When we meditate upon Luke's words in this verse, we learn how the people in Samaria responded to the gospel of Jesus Christ as presented by Philip. They were in one accord as they heard, listened, and saw what Philip shared with them. God, the Heavenly Father, loves to share His good news about sending His Son Jesus to die on the cross for the sins of the world. And when people listen and hearken to Him, they will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life. Let all who read and hear these words be like that people in Samaria, and yield themselves to Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord. Next time, Luke shares how unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word, in Jesus' name.